It's a simple tale of a mischievous cat who leads a couple of children astray. Or is it? The tale in question is The Cat in the Hat by Dr. Seuss. It was an instant bestseller when it was published in 1957. Louis Menand was one of millions of American children who learned to read from the book. Now, 45 years later, Menand thinks he may have missed a few things the first time around. And in this week's New Yorker, he raises a few aspects of the story that perhaps have been overlooked over the years, starting with the missing mother.
What's this all about? I mean, this is a story about a woman who leaves two very young children at home all day with the front door unlocked under the supervision of a fish.
Then Sally and I did not know what to say. Our mother was out of the house for the day. But our fish said, "No, no, make that cat go away. Tell that cat in the hat you do not want to play. He should not be here. He should not be about. He should not be here when your mother is out."
Now, it's a very articulate fish, that's for sure, in spite of its limited vocabulary. And it has certain views about what's proper and what's improper, but it's just a fish. And it's no match for a cat. When was a fish ever a match for a cat? So when the cat shows up, the fish is really reduced to gesticulating wildly from his fishbowl to try to prevent the cat from doing all of the terrible things that he does in the house.
And where is that mom?
Where is the mom? That's really the question that all readers want to know. What kind of dangerous mission is she on? Is it an erotic errand? Possibly a murderous errand? We don't know. But the thing is that she is clearly behaving in a transgressive way, and so are the kids, because when the cat comes in, they unleash thing one and thing two. They fly kites all over the house. They put the fish in a pot. They do all kinds of terrible things. So when the mother gets back and she says, "What did you do?" the kids can't ask her, "Well, what were you doing out all day?" Because they'd have to disclose their own violation of domestic taboos.
Then our mother came in, and she said to us too, "Did you have any fun? Tell me, what did you do?" And Sally and I did not know what to say. Should we tell her the things that went on there that day? Should we tell her about it? Now, what should we do? Well, what would you do if your mother asked you?
They're left with a choice at the end. The readers are asked, would you tell your mom?
What would you do if your mother asked you? And the answer is obvious. You would lie.
Who is the cat?
Well, the cat is this polymorphous character who is indeterminate sexuality, who unleashes these two, we have to call them personified genitalia. I mean, what are they named? Thing one and thing two. That's a very ancient Anglo-Saxon colloquialism. And these libidinal creatures run around the house. They terrify the children, who kind of capture them with a net. And then the cat puts them back in a box, of course, and takes them out again. But he's introducing them to their libidos, because they're very uptight little persons, Sally and me.
"In this box are two things I will show to you now. You will like these two things," said the cat with a bow. "These things will not bite you. They want to have fun." Then out of the box came thing two and thing one, and they ran to us fast. They said, "How do you do? Would you like to shake hands with thing one and thing two?" And Sally and I did not know what to do. So we had to shake hands with thing one and thing two. We shook their two hands, but our fish said, "No, no, those things should not be in this house. Make them go. They should not be here when your mother is not. Put them out! Put them out!" said the fish in the pot.
It seems to me you're saying that all those kids should have been listening to that fish all along, that fish that said, "Don't go with this cat."
Yeah, that was my attitude when I was a child. I remember quite distinctly. You know, if you read, there's a lot of critical literature on The Cat in the Hat, as you would expect, of a serious work like that. And if you read it, you see everybody says, well, The Cat in the Hat is a successful children's book because kids naturally identify with the cat. He's a mischief maker, and he does things that the parents don't approve of. But first of all, the kids in the book don't identify with the cat. They hate the cat.
So you don't think they had any fun in the end?
No, absolutely not. They're so pleased when the cat goes. They want their mother back.
You've been thinking about this a long time, haven't you?
There's a lot in there, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Louis.
You bet.
Louis Menand is a staff writer for The New Yorker and author of American Studies.